This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Dicamba, a complicated word with lots of possibilities, but also frustrations, implications, and regulations. Dicamba has been around for a long time, under the names Vanville and later Clarity. But it wasn't much of an issue until Xtendimax, Flexipan, Eugenta-resistant soybeans, and cotton came onto the market and were EPA approved a few years ago. It's important to know the regulations on dicamba products and that you need to take special training to spray dicamba, even if you did the training last year. The Kansas Department of Agriculture, KDA, has allowed for the companies BASF, Bayer, and DuPont to give these trainings. The trainings are available online at each of the company's website, and any company's training qualifies the producer to use any other company's products. For those of you who would rather have an in-person training, we will have a dicamba certification training at the Parsing Southeast Area Research Center on March 19th at 10 a.m. After this training, we'll also be talking about the practical and financial implications of tile drainage in Southeast Kansas. If you have any questions about regulations or are interested in the dicamba training and the tile drainage program on March 19th, please contact me at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.